Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We have a great guest. Captain Benny Florentino from Coastal Charters is here talking fishing and giving away an amazing prize.
You're not kidding, man. If you didn't catch the beginning of the show, as Pete was mentioning, we had a little technical difficulties, but up and running now on that very strong Mighty 1090, we are giving away such a rad prize at the end of the show today. We talked all about it with Benny, how great the Maui Jim product is, and we're giving away, in my opinion, probably one of the nicest pair of Maui Jims available, especially for a fisherman, and that's a pair of the Maui Jim Piahis. It's such a killer glass, wrap around, very comfortable, very universal fitting pair of glasses from Maui Jim. This one has the matte black frames and the killer new blue Hawaii lens in that super, super thin glass. We kind of talked about it before, too. Maui Jim glass lenses feel what other people have in their plastic lenses. I mean, that's the thing. Like, you put on a pair of Maui Jim glass lenses, you would think that you're wearing a pair of plastic because they're that light, but you get the advantage of Maui Jim quality. They don't scratch. They're just... Man, they're so good. And somebody's getting a pair of those Maui Jim Piahis at the end of the show today. If you want to get your shot at those glasses, or better yet, your chance to talk to Benny, 858 area code 457-1090 or 877-792-1090. That's your chance to get through in the second hour. And speaking of the second hour, it's time for the Catch Report, which today is sponsored apart by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, and that's why they're known as the Fish Pros, because once you try them, you'll be hooked. They'll fillet and vacuum pack your fish all to your specs, as well as offer the best in smoked fish, jerky, and their famous tuna burger. Check fishermansprocessing.com for more details, or you can see them when your trip returns to the San Diego Landings.
All right, let's start it out with our private boater buddy, the fishdope.com report, Captain Mark Wish from Pacific Edge. What's up, Mark?
Hey, Mark.
Hey, Pete, Rick, Benny. You threw me for a little bit of a curve there when I turned on the radio and got static for a while.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We're not quite sure what the heck happened at the but it was a transmitter issue this morning down at the Mighty 1090 transmitter, which is actually in Mexico. It's in Rosarito, but that's why we're able to operate with such incredible power that comes up and down the coast. Like I say, in 26 years, it's never happened. Well, how long have Mighty 1090 has only been around for? Like 15 years? It's never happened here.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's a very unusual thing.
They get a free pass. This one.
Yeah.
We're good. Yeah. Give us another 15 years and we'll call it good.
Just don't do that again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad they got it running. I'm glad they got it all running because, man, we got some hot stuff to talk about, guys.
No kidding.
I hope you guys have been out there taking advantage of this fine fall weather we got. This fishing, man, there's a lot going on in a lot of different areas. Now, start outside. San Nicolas Island, this is the best time of year to fish that outer island. Steady rockfish, lane cod, you know, stuff's always there, but this is the best time of year to get a shot at that yellow sea bass and that world-class halibut fishing. You know, a lot of guys don't know about the halibut fishing in the east end by the sand spit at Nick, but man, they get them stacked in there thick, them 50-pounders in this time of year, and the Santa Ana conditions are prime time to take advantage of that. Santa Barbara Island, those yellows look like they're back up and biting again. Good shots at big fish there, heavy tackle guys. A lot of that stuff's big and it's nasty structure. Both the Northeast 10 on the front there and the Boiler Ridge outside rock there on the back. A couple of good areas to take a look at. Catalina Island, still got those big yellows, a little bit slower, stuff spreading out. You know, that Farnsworth is still holding fish, but that's a nasty place to fish because of that bottom there. But those big ones are definitely living there. Big bonitas scattered around that island and, nice thing about all that, bonitas are fun to catch for one. They're very tasty for another, but they're fantastic lobster bait. Good hooping at the island also, but man, it's been crowded over there, you know, with the nice weather and season getting going, but pretty good hooping. And the first hints of squid are starting to trickle out of Catalina Island as their seasons transition here toward the wintertime there. San Clemente Island, lots of fish. lots and lots of fish. Smaller yellows scattered around the front, best on the back. What's getting the most attention is those yellows mixed in with all the bluefin out there on Desperation Reef, man. That's fun fishing. As you're sitting there on the anchor fly line of sardines, you might get a yellow, you might get a 35, 40, 50-pound bluefin. You drop down a little too deep, you're going to get a rockfish or a lingcod. That's a fun place to fish at this time of year. And just outside that reef is where it gets really interesting, around that 86 zone, kind of 6 to 12 off the island from the 86 is kind of the lower edge up the back there. There's been scattered schools of that much better grade bluefin, you know, and some that's, you know, 20 to 40. That's what fools you because you got your light tackle out, and then some of them 60s to 90s swim by, and maybe some of their big brothers are hanging out in that same zone. There's fish about up to about 150 that I heard of this week caught in there. It's just, God, there's a lot of fish. The day the fish come up, the guys tell me they're just schools everywhere. So we'll see how that.
Oh, epic, man.
Sounds
you know,
so
on that last. Yeah, it's starting to look like it's pushing outside, and it might wind up like last year where we have really good tuna fishing for Thanksgiving out there on the Tanner. So it just goes on and on, guys, and I hope you're out there taking advantage. It's fun stuff.
I don't think this one's going to let up ever, Mark. There's just too good a fishing to be had all over the place.
And weather continues to be just grease calm.
Yeah, and one of my buddies that walloped them tunas midweek there, they were fishing 71-degree water on the back of Clemente in the first week of October. That's just, it's crazy, but we'll take it.
Hey, Mark, I was just there yesterday, and there was a big spot of yellowfin that came up for about, oh, God, I don't know how long. We had broken down fishing bass already, and it was about 5 miles off of the domes inside the mackerel. A big spot. They came up two or three times, and but you're right, that water temp up there was about 72.5 on the front there. And then yesterday it kind of dropped a little bit from the earlier in the week. I was there on Monday and yesterday, up on the west end was about 68 and change, got up to 69. But there is that yellowtail still up on that nine area, and I saw some birds, boats working on that outer edge there for that tuna again. So stuff hasn't left.
That's so cool.
Yeah, and I mean, this is, you know, what you're talking about there up there on the west end and then down the middle of the back, and then it's all over the east end, you know, both inside and outside of Desperation and around the front, like you're talking that, yeah, I didn't get a chance to talk about that yellowfin that's scattered all over the Southern California Bight here right now. It's just like, holy cow, it's crazy how much fish is around.
No kidding.
Life is good.
Yeah, and I mean, literally this year is rewriting the record books, totally.
It is.
And, you know, you read that article in Western Outdoor News this week about that guy that caught the, what was the new
265?
State record of 265 yellowfin tuna right off of Oceanside? Are you kidding me?
That's a Clarion Island cow inside of Oceanside Harbor.
With big sickles and everything.
So cool, man.
That.
Right.
It's unbelievable.
Throw the record books away.
Yep.
And throw in the yellowtail, you know, the awesome yellowtail fishing at the islands. I mean, there's way too much stuff to do.
Yeah,
so
no
rad.
Kidding. Well, fishdope.com has had it all. Thanks to guys like Mark Wish out there. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. Use the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW. Have it year-round for everything you need, fishdope.com. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Pete, we're in Huntington Beach on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by the Chevron station there. The phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. The website, PacificEdgeTackle.com. And I don't know, man. It seems like it's still getting better and better. We'll talk about it next week.
Okay. Yeah, who knows? Maybe a 300-pound cow yellowfin will be caught, right?
300-pound.
Well,
now we need a 300-pound yellowfin and a 400-pound bluefin.
You know, that 400-pound bluefin is coming. You know, Hanson told me his kid jumped in on a big school, and one of the ones that he said went right underneath him was of staggering proportions. He just didn't get a shot at it, but he thought I was a 400 right there. So they're around.
Yeah.
Yeah, why don't you go catch one?
Yeah, really. Okay, very good.
Deal.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate that. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
Buddy.
You got it. We'll see you guys.
All right.
Let's head on down now over to San Diego, out to C4 Sport Fishing, and talk to the man. Marcos is on the line. What's up, Marcos?
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing great. Great fishing to talk about, and I'm sure the same has kept on rolling down to Seaforth.
Yeah, you got a nice overview of what the fishing's been like. Those 3-quarter-day trips, still seeing those yellowfin, some Dorado, skipjacks, anyway, actually a couple yellowtail on the count. A little slower the last couple days on a 3-quarter-day, but Wednesday, 218 yellowfin. Day before that, 255 yellowfin.
Jeez.
Monday, 160 yellowfin.
This is
so great fishing on the
fishing you're talking about. I mean, I want to be clear. 3-quarter-day.
Yeah, it's not 3 day, it's 3/4 day.
Crazy.
You know, absolutely. It's just great fishing there. And like I said, there's some bigger fish in the mix there. The overnight trips, very similar fishing, yellowfin, dorado, skipjack, and yeah, we're talking about overnights, but again, it's beginning of October here, still great fishing. Half day cooled off a little bit. Not seeing as much of that yellowtail. The Elgato on one of their half day charters did see some, but beyond that it's been mostly rockfish, very good rock fishing on those half days there. So lots of options for you. Half day trips, 3/4 day trips. We actually have 3 open party 3/4 day trips running tomorrow. San Diego's full up. The Voyager is running a limited load there. And then a new Seaforce is going to be running an open party 3/4 day trip. So nice chance to get on there. And we talked about in the past, half day boat filling on a 3/4 day, but they are loaded to the gills there with electronics. They've got a fish hold on there. So great opportunity to get out there on one of the other boats there. If you haven't made reservations yet, check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Half days, 3/4 days, overnights, got some day and a half in the schedule there. Lots of options. We'd love to take you guys out. Seaforthlanding.com. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down and visit us in person. Say hi. We'd love to get you guys out fishing.
All right, Marcos, that sounds great. And, wow, there must be high demand for 3/4 day, and deservedly so. Let it go fishing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And we will talk to you next Saturday.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, Marcos.
All right. Sport Fishing Financials. Rick Jensen is on the line with the Baja Norte Report. Good morning, Rick.
Morning, Pete. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, Rick.
Hey, Benny.
Good morning.
Good morning, Rick.
Benny, I heard you made that trip down to Ensenada with your boat along the shore. That's been years since I've done that, and you and I got to connect, talk about that over a fishing trip coming up soon. I know we're going to get scheduled here sooner or later, and get some of the guys out with you doing some coastal stuff and see what you can teach us.
Oh, absolutely, Rick. It'd be my pleasure. Yeah, we've been trying to get that together, but definitely will. You know, I'll give you a call this week and talk about that that message you left.
Oh, yeah. We can probably catch up on some of that stuff and get on the calendar. So hook up when you get a minute, and we'll get that put together.
Roger that. Okay.
Well, what's going on in Northern Baja?
Well, down at Mag Bay, we've got fishing steady for tuna, continues. Fish are up to about 40 pounds. A little slower for the Wahoo. There's some Dorado around, and the good numbers of Marlin are starting to settle in. Over on the other side at Mulegé, Punta Chivato, it's been windy the last couple of days inside Bahia Concepcion, so nothing happening really there. But earlier in the week, fishing offshore, now toward Isla Tortuga, was good for Yellowtail Cabrilla. And good, nice-sized Dorado are all throughout the channel there. And good snapper fishing here and there, inside and outside at the islands. Over at Bay of L.A., Juan Cook, who Pete, you, and I fished with from San Quintín Bay Fishing, is set up with his Parker for the month of October. Yesterday was their first day out, and they found great bait, lots of mini-max around, yellowtail up to 40 pounds, caught a small sea bass, and a dozen or so of Cabrilla on their first day. Wind really picked up in the afternoon, but it's settled. It's scheduled to settle down later here in the week, and should be some fantastic fall fishing weather for the next few months there. If you want to get set up with Juan and get a time to fish with him while he's there with his Parker right on the beach ready to launch, give me a call and I can get you guys connected. Over in the Pacific Coast side from Asuncion, La Bocana, that area, the yellowtail fishing is still great for the bigger tails there. Out at Cedros, Jeff from Cedros Island Kayaks reported excellent yellowtail fishing on the bigger tails. Calico fishing is really picking up as well. The water's cooled a little out there on the outside, and, you know, calicos are as crazy as it gets. Water's starting to let that kelp grow, and they're getting the kelp filling in on Pacific side and both ends. Over at San Quintín, the big schools of yellowtail have moved back into the high spots, and the bottom fishing continues steady. Over at Ensenada, more guys are making the run out to the Dorado and the tuna, so they've been bringing in nice scores of Dorado here and there. And then inside the bay, business as usual for the typical Barracuda, Bonita, occasional yellowtail, and good rock fishing.
Wow. Sounds really, really good. And, of course, you're headed down with us this Thursday, or is the big Let's Talk Hookup Sport Fishing Financial Statewide Stripe Lou Duchesne Memorial 23rd Annual Palmas de Cortez Fun Tournament. We head down Thursday. Fishing days will be Saturday and Sunday of next week. And fishing is good in the East Cape. And you're going to be handing somebody a $500 check for the largest Wahoo or Dorado. And I know Dave at Statewide Stripe is going to hand somebody a $500 cash prize for the largest tuna in that tournament. That's going to be a good time.
Yeah, you know, the Dana Point Yacht Club Fishing Club will be down there with us at the same time. Peter, are there any more spots available there at the hotel?
I believe there are. There are, and there's some really, really good airfares right now, too.
Airfare is crazy
it's
good.
It's ridiculous.
Right now. Yeah, it is so, maybe the best I've ever, I found multiple $99 one-way trips, and, you know, and crazy good fares on Alaska right now, too. They're, this yeah. is the best time to fly to the East Cape right now.
Oh, no question about it. Lots of good fishing for sure. So if you want to join us, Van Warmer Resorts, 877-777-TUNA. Try and grab one of those last rooms and last boats and join us in the tournament. It's a free tournament. Just let me know you're coming, and we'll get you signed up.
Yeah, Pete, I also wanted to throw out, this is big time for Baja, and we've got lots of trips heading down there. I'll be joining Juan in the Bay of L.A. the end of the month now. And like I said before, get a hold of me, and I can get you his phone number and Facebook contact and Messenger and all that stuff if you want to join him. Also, we had a couple guys with some family issues or whatever the case is that had to drop out of our Royal Polaris trip the week right before Thanksgiving, scheduled to head to Guadalupe. So if somebody's out there that wants to jump into a great trip there while the fishing can seems to be as good as it gets, we'll be heading out there on the 16th, I think, through the 22nd. So check with the office and see if we can fill those last few spots if they haven't already filled with our gang. They're going to fill soon, but join us if you can on that one as well.
Very good. If you want to talk fishing or finance, how do we get a hold of you, Rick Jensen?
Find me on the web, sportfishingfinancial.com, or give me a call in the office, 949-481-1807. Thanks, Pete.
All right, thanks. We'll see you on the plane at on Thursday on Alaska Airlines.
I'll be there.
All right. Headed for there. Good times. All right. That is our catch report today.
You got it, man. Today, catch report was sponsored by Gamakatsu Hooks. Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps your bait alive? It's Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the hook that drives a point home with an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Check Gamakatsu.com.
All right. Let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phone lines. You want to get through, here's your chance. 877-792-1090 opener now. 877-792-1090. You want to have a chance to win a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses or talk to Benny, make a comment, go ahead, get in there.
Brian and Wildemar, you're up next on Let's Talk Hook Up. Thanks for joining us, Brian.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Brian?
Well, since this is recorded on YouTube forever, I want to say thank you to my wife for giving birth to our new baby girl on Monday.
Hey, awesome. Congratulations, Brian. That's awesome.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Benny, along with the kids aspect, have you ever put braid on a Zedco style reel? Does that? I have my 10-year-old and my 6-year-old, so just wondering.
Funny thing is, I had some guys out from Turner's, and they brought a little princess rod with, I don't remember if it was 10-pound braid. And he caught a dozen bass on it just for fun. He had a bunch of pictures posted. But, yes, you can get away with it because the kids don't touch the line, so that's good, so they won't burn themselves or cut themselves. The only problem is the reel won't last very long.
Yeah. Not made for Power Pro.
No, because after they hooked a few bass and some good ones, they left it on the boat. I go, hey, he goes, no, you keep it for your granddaughter.
Very nice.
That's cool.
Hey, Brian, congratulations on your new kit, and looking forward to taking him fishing.
That's awesome. Hey, let's jump right back into the phones. This time talking to John, called us from Escondido. Hi, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, morning, guys. How you guys doing?
What's up, John?
Hey, I want to thank you guys very much. A couple of months ago on the show, I called in, and I was lucky enough to win a 3-quarter-day trip on the Liberty. And I went out on Thursday. Like you said, just great conditions. The Tuesday was a phenomenal day on the boat. Wednesday kind of slowed down a little bit. Thursday, you know, kind of kept the same pace. But I was fortunate enough to catch a 15-pound Dorado.
Nice.
First thing in the morning. And I just had a great trip on the boat. That I can't say enough about the skipper because it was slow. We were due to get back in at 5 o'clock that evening. We didn't get in until 8 o'clock that night. He kept us out for an extra 2.5 hours or so, you know, just
chasing and, you know, looking to see if we could just find that one school that wanted to come up and, you know, make a great day of it, but still had a great day on the boat, good food, and, you know, good crew and good group of people on the boat.
Sounds like you're hooked.
That's awesome, man. Good for you.
Dude, I'm hooked on fishing. You know, I fished since I was a kid. You talk about going down to Redondo Beach. I would take the RTD bus. I lived in El Monte, and the bus driver hated my butt because he'd see me get on in the morning. He knew I was coming back with stinky fish in the afternoon. But, you know, I'd go out and fish the barge, you know, out there in the you know, Redondo and stuff. And but, you know, always meet new friends and stuff, and, you know, that while you're out there, I was able to take a couple friends with me. And but anyway, had a great day, and you guys got a great show.
What a great attitude to have, too. Get to go fishing on a cool boat, eat a killer burger, and hang out with some buds, and go fishing for the day. That's awesome, John. Good for you.
We're so fortunate that we have this Southern California San Diego Sport Fishing Fleet, guys like Benny to take you fishing if you wanted more personal attention there, and then you get the three-quarter day trips right now. Unbelievable. Go to Catalina for the day.
Oh, yeah.
Go to Clemente overnight. I mean, so many opportunities.
They have the best burgers on the boats.
Oh,
it doesn't matter which one
you go on.
Yeah,
what is that all about?
Huh? That special meat there.
Yeah, it must be.
I want to throw out, too, like you said, you know, speaking of spoiled and how lucky we are. We talk about it all the time, but I got to throw out a plug for Everingham yet again. I fished on Wednesday. It's October. Those guys have been working their butts off all year long. We had the best bait. I just can't even begin to tell you. Big, very healthy, very strong sardine. We put three scoops in our tank that not a single piece died all day. That Everingham Brothers bait is so good right now. It's crazy.
Unbelievable.
So I just got to, you know.
They're the best,
it was one of those things
those
where
guys.
I had to say, like, I got to make sure to say something about this on the show this weekend. It was so good.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't even begin to tell you.
And
awesome.
Henry, Chris, all the guys on the bait barge, make sure you give them a good tip because they deserve it. They work their tails off.
They're never not there. That's crazy.
For sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the nice kudos there, John. Appreciate the call this morning. That does free up 858-457-1090 open right now.
Chuck in Long Beach, you're up next on Let's Talk Cook Up. Good morning, Chuck. Thanks for hanging with us.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you all doing?
Good morning.
I got a couple questions for Benny. First one would be, what do you think is a really good, like, all-around outfit for kids, say, like, that 7 to 12-year-old average size range for not only a skiff, but also, like, the party boats local out of Long Beach here? And the second question would be, if we do go out fishing with you, do you have the youth life jackets on board, or do we need to bring our own for the smaller kids?
Thanks for that. On the second question, I have everything you need from kids, from two-year-olds all the way up. And then as far as a beginning outfit, depends on your budget. But right now, that new Torium 14 and probably a 80M, Terramar 80M, is a good matchup. If you want to go a little bit more, I would say the Tranx 400 HG and probably a Terramar, same deal. Same rod.
Yeah, that Torium 14, amazing.
Oh, I got the field test. Awesome reel. You know, it took me but a week to go, okay, this is good.
Yeah, home run.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
So you do a lot of field testing for Shimano.
I do. You know, the whole Tranx, I field tested exclusively. The new Corrado 200K. I do a lot of corrosion testing because the water, so much salt water.
Sure.
Do a lot of freshwater testing, rod testing. I'm real fortunate to do that. You know, I was able to field test the Colt Sniper Jerk from its inception, you know, with the engineer from Japan, Shin, and we got to
see it
in the starting stage to where it's at now. So very fortunate to be involved with all testing a lot of new product. You know, a lot of times some of my guests in sworn secrecy get to try some.
That's cool. Hey, thanks a lot for the call.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Cook-Up coming to you. The phones are packed up, but we still got a lot of time to be taking your phone calls. If you want to get through during the break, it's a great time to call us. 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. We got more Let's Talk Cook-Up coming your way on the mighty 1090.
If you've been searching for that perfect inshore and offshore boat, Defiance is the one. Go far and stay dry is the Defiance slogan. And that is exactly what you get in these overbuilt, trailerable offshore boats. Inland Boat Center has the Defiance you are looking for in stock, ready to fish. A huge 2.5-acre indoor showroom. And over 300 new and pre-owned boats for everyone. Family-owned and operated. Their customer service is the finest available. They take trades of all types and offer amazing financing deals. Check out Inland Boat Center's inventory of Defiance Pilot House boats online, including the Admiral 22 and the San Juan 25. Solid construction with no wood to ever rot. Defiance boats are built to last. It is the peak of the season, and the Defiance boat deals have never been better. Along with great financing, you could be fishing next week in your new boat for much less than you ever thought possible. Inland Boat Center, 681 East Jacinto in Paris. Check the website for the current inventory and more at inlandboatcenter.com. Nothing is more exciting than fishing Cedros Island on a Hobie Mirage Drive kayak. And Cedros Kayak Fishing will hook you up on this amazing experience. Cedros Kayak Fishing offers deluxe accommodations in their beautiful secluded casita with all the comforts you would expect from a high-end resort, including single occupancy rooms and filtered water. Kayak tours are on Hobie Outback kayaks with bait tanks, fish finder, and VHF radios to ensure a great experience. Fly to Cedros and travel light, as Cedros Tackle has a fully outfitted tackle shop, including top-of-the-line rental gear. After a long day on the water, enjoy delicious local cuisine prepared by the staff. Cedros Kayak Adventures also has a fully outfitted panga and off-road truck and trailer to take you to super secluded spots. Fish where the others don't with Cedros Kayak Fishing. Come join Jeff and the gang for a great trip on Cedros Island. Visit the website at cedroskayakfishing.com for more information and to book your trip.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Saturday, November 4th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, our largest sale ever. Seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle, over 20 tackle manufacturers like Accurate Reels. Check out the Accurate ATDs, Fury, and Dauntless. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 4th. Check saltwatertackle.com.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
XERS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Phones are packed up.
They are. They want to talk to Benny. Are you kidding me? Yeah. It's, I had a conversation with Art Taylor from the Searcher yesterday. You know, they've been whacking them down at Guadalupe Island.
Yes.
Big yellows, huge yellowfin tuna. And they actually have a spot or two open on their ultra-limited load Guadalupe Island trip October 14th to the 21st. Can you believe that?
That's one of those ones where they take, like, no people.
14.
Oh, that's so...
14
you
people on the Searcher.
That?
So they're going to Guadalupe on that trip October 14th through 21. You want to grab one of those spots. Or they have a standard 7-day October 21st to the 28th that has a spot open. Searchersportfishing.com. Check it out.
That 14-passenger load at Guadalupe. The size of fish this year at that island is just crazy. I mean, that is 100% the caliber of fishing that you expect to see on a 14-day.
Yep.
I mean, those guys are catching. It truly is, at least the last couple trips, it's been like 120 and 130-pound average. Like, that's the regular one that comes over the rail is 130-pounder. It's crazy.
Woo. Big
I
fish.
Want it. And they're biting. Again, it goes back to what we were talking about with Everingham Brothers. The mega difference between this year and last year is it's very big, very healthy sardine. Last year, the majority of the sardine we had was small. This year, it's big bait. You can fish heavy line. The bait tows around 80-pound and 100-pound. And
Calica
it tows around
20,
bigger hook.
Calica 25.
Dude, that is
kidding me?
That is the reel.
Yeah.
Calica 20, Calica 25. 100-pound Holloways to a piece of 100-pound Seaguar. Come on.
Yeah.
That's it.
There it is.
I want to go.
Yeah. Hey, get on that searcher trip.
Yeah, no doubt. Phones are packed up. Everybody wants to talk to Benny. Why don't we jump right back into him and talk to Jeff, who's calling us from Bonita. Good morning, Jeff. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. Just got back from the East Cape last night, and a lot of what you're hearing is all positive down there, and the roads are great. All the way from the airport all up to, we're staying outside of Hotel Buena Vista. Fishing was insane. Took five buddies out that first time fishermen and, ended up with 17 tuna, 3 Dorado and 2 Wahoo.
Nice,
and, it was insane. And these guys, they didn't know what to do with themselves. They just had a blast.
Good
so,
news for all of our people going down our Palmistic Cortez trip right
no
there.
Doubt.
Yeah, the Dorado were a little bit on the small side, but we stayed on the inside. And I did see a couple boats come back with 100-pound plus tuna that were fishing out of Las Palmas. So that was nice to see. The flights, Rick, you mentioned it earlier. Not only are they a low price, they're not even full. A lot of people are staying away because they think everything's torn up down there, but it's really not. We had electricity, Wi-Fi everywhere we went. The Royals are running with plenty of water, and all the damage really stayed close to the Royals, it appears. And as far as what I would bring if I were flying down, and I only brought a couple, and they did a great job, is I'd bring some 100-gram cold snipers. When I talk about the yellowfin, I must have caught more than 45 fish on my sniper when I say that, because the skipjack are abundant as well, so you got to get through those. But the sniper was just killing the yellowfin tuna in the 15 to 25 pound range. And like I said, we stayed inshore, so we didn't go after the big ones. But I would bring a couple extra cold snipers out there and fish in some 40 pound fluorocarbon with you.
Good tip.
Great info, man. That's awesome.
Super. All right. You know, the good thing is we're fishing with Mark Rayner on GenRent Sport Fishing.
Let me guess what you're bringing.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Because he'll have it all
That's
there.
Right.
But he may not have cold snipers, so I may have to bring some cold snipers.
Don't kid.
Yeah.
Throw it in the bag.
Sure. You bet. Hey, thanks for the tips, Jeff. Appreciate the call this morning.
All right. How about we jump right back into the phones and talk to Hills, calling us for Ventura. Hi, Hills. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, Hills.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up,
Hey, I thought Benny might enjoy a quick, funny story. People are probably familiar with the Ronco Pocket Fisherman, and along the lines of that Princess rod and reel kit, my friend Alan Welly put Power Pro on the Pocket Fisherman and successfully landed a tuna on the Apple Martini private sport fishing beautiful boat. And Alan, he passed away, but he used to own Fisherman's Tackle in Ventura, and we all used to hang out there. And Ron Popeil used to come in there that invented that thing.
Nice.
And,
that's a cool story, Hills. That's rad.
So,
tuna approved.
So I don't know that you'll find too many Popeil pocket fishermen on Benny's coastal charter.
No, not too many.
No. Shimano gear.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's awesome.
Good call, Hills.
All right, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
How about Don and Dana Point up next on Let's Talk Hookup? Hi, Don.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Hey, I had a question for Benny. Not real familiar with your operation, but you said you come and you go out of Dana Point sometimes. San Clemente Island runs, I mean, what hours do you, let's say if I wanted to book a charter to go to Clemente, what departure time and return time roughly are we looking at?
roughly 5 a.m. to I got home at 8 o'clock last night. We left the island yesterday at about, I don't know, 6. So right before dark. Yeah. So it all depends.
All right, okay, good.
It all depends what you can take, because I've had people call uncle at about 1 o'clock. So, you know, it all depends. All depends on you. Depends on the weather. A lot of dependence, you know. Fall is, you know, from now until December could be just epic. The thing is, it's time. So, you know, sun starts setting earlier, especially after the time change and
so
all
you're
that.
You're leaving in the dark and running.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How fast does that Ranger go?
Well, you know, it'll max out at 50, but I travel as fast as it allows. On the way yesterday, we average speed was about 35.
Oh, is that all? 35 miles an hour?
30-plus knots, you know?
Knots?
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
my God.
So we were cruising.
40 miles an hour.
Yeah, music blasting, guys taking a nap, you know, and I was just...
That is so rad.
Cruising.
Wow.
That's the beauty of being your own charter is, you know, the timing, you know, is if you're... You know, if your arms are falling off from casting and catching calico bass all day and you're ready to call it, you get to call it. You know, and if you want to be as hardcore as a guy like Benny is, you get to do that too. You know, yeah. That's the beauty of the charters. You're on, you know, semi your own program.
Yeah, yeah,
well,
it
if
is.
If somebody wants to go on a San Clemente Island charter this fall with your cost, and how do they arrange that? You need to do it in advance. Right?
Yeah, they need to do it in advance. The prices are on the website. And you can call me directly or email or text to my... Phone number is 310-779-0397. Email is ben@fishcoastalcharters.com. You could also go to my website and send me a message through there also. You can go on Facebook, Instagram, you know, the whole thing, at Coastal Charters on Instagram and then at Coastal Charters on Facebook.
What's the ideal amount of people to go to Clemente? Is it one? Is it two? Is it three? Like, what's ideal in your opinion?
For you know, if you want to save a few bucks, up to three people. So I usually run up to three. One, it's manageable for me. Two, there's three extra seats and the room, you know. Locally, I can get away with four, but, you know, I try not to just because I like to give – attention to every single guest, and you know if we have some you know some equipment issues, I can work them out really really quick.
Whether it's one or three, it's the same price.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's what always boggles my mind about some like freshwater guides.
Right.
It's like, well, one person's like 400,
right.
Two people like 600, and three people's like 800. It's like, well, it's the same boat. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, what difference does it make to him whether it's one or three?
Yeah, and, you know, if there's two adults coming and two kids under, I'm not going to charge, you know. You know what I mean? It's about the time and you know, what the experience they're going to get. So.
There you go. Fishcoastalcharters.com.
That's great. Yep.
All right, very good. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Brian and Dana Point, you're up next on Let's Talk Cookoff. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Brian.
I had a question for Benny. I'm going on a day and a half, and, you know, I'm going to take, like, four rods and a handful of jigs, whether it's flat falls. And I just thought I'd ask his opinion on, you know, four rods, what would be the optimum setups, and a handful of jigs or whatnot.
Well, I mean, on a day and a half, I'd just be prepared for almost everything, just because it depends what you know, what the boat history's been. You know, some boats are targeting just that bigger tuna, and some are just loading the boat. So you could fish anything from that 5 to 15 pound yellowfin that's out there in Dorado and Yellowtail. So, you know, a 20-25 pound outfit, you know, like a Trinidad 14 and a Therez medium rod, something like that, all the way up to, I don't know, maybe a Tac 20. You know what I mean?
Seriously.
Just with 80 to 100. And then, you know, make sure those things are leadered with 130. If you don't use it, then you don't use it. You still have three other outfits you can kind of mix in there. And then you have that manageable stuff, that 40 to 50 pound tuna, too. So you'll have outfits, you know, from a 14, maybe a Talica 12, and maybe a Talica 10, depending on that.
That
you know,
would
and,
be a perfect.
You know what I mean? Just... those four outfits. Have that big one just in case, so you're not undergunned. You know, don't go to a gunfight with a knife.
Yeah.
I've driven by 100-pounders and you know, with the equipment we have, I go, there's no way. We'll just watch the show and let it be, because you know, no sense in hooking one and being on them for a couple hours and busting them off. So that would be my suggestion.
Indeed. Hey, hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. That does free up 877-792-1090. Been a busy morning. Finally, your shot to get through. Have a chance to talk to Benny. Have a chance to win those Maui Jim sunglasses.
We got another Brian on the line. Brian from Claremont this time. Hi, Brian. Welcome to the Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. I just wanted to find out from Benny with the bigger lobster. Those are like the granddads or the grandmas, if you will, right?
Yes. I mean, there's a lot of people that keep a lot of those big ones. I hear that they're not the best tasting. To me, I always refer to it as like trying to eat a 10-pound calico. You know what I mean? It's a grandpa. You know, it's a big mama. You know, let them go out and do their deal. Make more. I think those medium-sized lobster are sweeter. And they're usually the crawlers. You know, those are the ones that are moving in and out as opposed to those big ones. Usually don't move very far, you know.
Hunker down.
They like to just hunker down, find their little rock, and eat whatever swims their way or floats their way, you know.
Yeah, indeed. You know, it was interesting in Maine, of course, Maine lobster.
Yeah.
They fish them year-round,
yeah.
Okay, in the Northeast that you're on. So in Maine, you can't keep anything with a carapace over 5 inches.
Oh, really?
And yeah, so that it has to be like 3.25 to 5 inches.
Slot
That's
limit.
Kind of their slot limit.
That's right.
So you have to let the big ones
that.
Go. But as soon as you cross the line into New Hampshire, or I'm not sure about Boston, but we were in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, which is a really cool town, you can keep bigger lobster. There's no size limit in New Hampshire. So they have them in lobster pounds, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lobster place is called a lobster pound.
Okay.
And you go in there, and I have a picture. I'll post it on Facebook.
Yeah,
later, of a 9.5-pound Maine lobster.
Yeah.
I mean, the claws on that thing are just gigantic. But this girl was saying that a lot of the people from Maine drive over to New Hampshire to buy the bigger lobster. And the bigger lobster are more expensive.
Okay.
And it was just interesting, a different culture.
Yeah,
this time of the year they have a lot of soft shells, the price of the soft shells were cheap. I mean, really cheap. So the meat's not as concentrated in the molted ones.
Uh-huh.
But they like the hard shell ones. But you can buy like two molted ones for the price of one hard shell one.
Oh, wow.
Like you get... like a lot.
Really,
more
what
meat.
A trip! That's
yeah,
cool.
the whole thing. Like if you catch one in either state that has eggs on it, you have to cut a V in the tail, and then that has to molt out like two or three different times before you can take that lobster again.
So as a fisherman, you pull this thing up in the trap. It's got eggs on it. Now you have to. You're responsible yourself for cutting it and then putting it back
cut a
in
v,
the water.
They have a little V cut and then put it back in the water, and then you can't keep that one that has a V cut because I guess it was an egg bearing. I'm not quite sure about the sense on that one, but yeah, it was interesting just reading the lobster regulations and going in to talk to some of the people. It's like kind of wild, and they fish them year round. Of course, I don't think when it's like 15 below that they fish a lot.
Yeah, the weather regulates that on their own.
Yeah, but I think that. Just like California, it's heavily regulated, so you have to abide by the rules.
That's cool. Sounds like the lobster season here locally is off to certainly a good start. You know, we had Jim Salazar obviously on the show last week,
and
good
Brandon
reports
Hayward.
Coming in. Yeah, Brandon's talking about having good fishing over at the island. I mean, sounds like there's some certainly some good fishing to be had as far as the lobsters go right now.
Yeah, indeed. And I don't know that Benny doesn't do any lobster fishing, but if you did want to do somebody that does lobster fishing, Brandon Hayward would be the
ultimate. Yeah, yeah. I mean, we talked about it so much with Brandon on the show last week, but that is just the coolest trip. Whether you're coastal or going over to Catalina, and those custom trips that he was talking about, where you stay on the island or stay on the boat, or you know, just get your lobster and go up to the lobster trap and have a lobster dinner while you're waiting for midnight to run to catch your second limit. All those things that he was talking about sounded so cool. That let's face it, that's the ultimate lobster trip.
Yeah, no doubt about it, for sure.
Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to be giving away a pair of these Maui Jim sunglasses. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414 or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
Saturday, November 4th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. It's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle, closeouts we've never offered before. Plus, over 20 tackle manufacturers' representatives like Shimano, with great reels like Talica, Tranks, Trinidad A, and Twin Power. We also have a great selection of the new Terramar rods by Shimano. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing will have unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. There is also a huge raffle, best ever tackle bargains at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 4th.
Yamaha's Why Wait for Spring Fall Sales event is back. For a limited time, new 90 to 300 horsepower four-strokes include 6 years of limited warranty protection. And new 2.5 to 75 horsepower four-strokes get you up to $750 in dealer credit. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Offer ends November 21st, 2017, subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
The warm weather is here and our lakes and rivers are brimming. Just remember, if you love California and you love to boat, please wear your life jacket. And make sure everyone with you puts one on too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, the moment a lot of people have been waiting for, a brand new pair of Maui Jim Piahi sunglasses is going to Kim in Lakeside. Kim, congratulations. You are going to love those Maui Jims. They are so killer.
Yes, indeed. They're such a great style. The Piahi with the blue eye. Yeah. My new favorite.
Yeah, yeah. I've got them. I love them.
Yeah, for sure. Benny, what's your favorite Maui Jim?
You know, I wear my Haleakalas with the blue lens. It's been my staple right now.
Talk about a light pair of glasses. Yes. Those things, you feel like you're wearing nothing. Haleakala, I love.
Between that and the Piahi, I go back and forth. Just real comfortable. Off the water, I'm wearing these new tailspins. They're stylish.
Super lightweight.
You know? Lightweight. Yep, awesome.
Yeah.
But any pair of glasses by Maui Jim that you and again, I say glasses because they're lightweight glass lenses, you're gonna be very, very, very happy with them.
Yeah. Once you go Maui, you just...
You never go back.
No doubt.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Benny, if somebody wants to go fishing with you, I've got to get my buddy Steve together and book a charter with you in November because we have so much fun when we go over to Benny with you.
Thanks, Pete.
How do we do that?
There's a number of ways. One, you can go to the website, send me a message at fishcoastalcharters.com. You can call me directly, text me, 310-779-0397. And then you can email if you want at ben@fishcoastalcharters.com.
All right. Great. I highly, highly recommend going on a fishing trip, whether it be a coastal fishing trip, taking your kids or just yourself or your friends, or going over to the Catalina, San Clemente Island. All those details are listed on there.
Yep, absolutely. Or they can call me directly. And, again, I mean, you could literally walk on the boat with a sandwich.
Yep.
And some outerwear and be good to go.
Fish all the latest Shimano gear, including maybe some stuff that hasn't been released yet.
Could be.
That,
depends.
You know, you never know.
Have to sign a waiver of secrecy.
That's the sideways Benny smile. I know there's something cool on that boat.
Yeah, and that's the greatest thing is you walk on the boat, you have Maui Jim sunglasses, all the Shimano rods and reels that you want, Power Pro line, AFCO clothes maybe in the future.
Yep.
We'll see.
We'll see.
Right. We'll see. Yeah. All right. Thanks, Benny.
Great,
appreciate
Benny.
That very much. And thank you for listening today. We're going to be back tomorrow morning, 7 and 9 a.m., right back here with Captain Fred Huber from the Daily Double. I'm
told right.
The possibility of Steve coming might be there, too.
Sweet.
So Steve from the Mission Belt might be joining us, too. Yeah. The one. The Coronado Islands, of course, he's been offshore killing it.
It's all in the grocery store.
They all been, yeah, for sure. But they're all good. It'll be good. Tomorrow morning, 7 and 9 a.m., Captain Fred, Daily Double, and Rick and Pete right here. Thanks to Adam on the other side of the glass for doing everything he does for us. And thank you for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow morning right back here on the Mighty 1090.